You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
The thriller that I would love to recommend to you today is a new one by the Australian thriller writer Jane Harper. Her first book was called The Dry. Yeah, it was called The Dry. After that came The Lost Man, then came Force of Nature, then came The Lost Man, and her most recent one is The Survivors. The latest is Exiles, and she brings back, for the third time, federal investigator Aaron Falk. He was the central character in The Dry. He was also part of Force of Nature, but he wasn't a central in that. And she has made it clear that this is his third and last appearance. He goes to visit friends in Marilee, which is a small town in Australian wine country near Adelaide. He's there to attend the christening of his best friend's child. But he gets there and he is drawn inexorably into a local mystery. Kim Gillespie, a 39-year-old mother, vanished one night from a local wine and food festival. Her infant daughter was found unharmed in a stroller beneath the Ferris wall. And there is a theory as to what happened to her, because a few days later, one of her sneakers was found a kilometre away, waterlogged and streaked with sediment. And there is a big dam, and it is a dam which poses dangers because of the steepness of the decline and the depth of the water and so on. So most people assume that she drowned in the nearby reservoir, but her body was never found. So there is a mystery, but one of the things that Jane Harper does as well as anybody else, and I really, really enjoy Australian fiction, because the landscape is such an important part of it. And whether she is writing about the dry land, or whether she's writing about Tasmania, or whether she's writing about the almost Mediterranean forests of part of Australia, the landscape is an important character. And then she's so good at, how would I phrase it, plumbing personal mysteries. She understands what makes relationships work and what makes relationships stop working. So whether it's a relationship between friends, between colleagues, between lovers, between ex-lovers, between husbands and wives, she understands the mysterious forces that connect people and break people apart. And she brings that understanding into the format of a mystery thriller. Because at the end, you do find out what happened to Kim Gillespie. So the mystery is solved. But you also, along the way, learn a lot about what makes humans tick. That's one of the reasons I really do enjoy her very much. Her latest book, Jane Harper, is called Exiles. Ordinarily, I would do a piece of literary fiction and a piece of non-fiction, but I'm struggling a bit with literary fiction at the moment. I'm picking up some quite big, fat beta blocker books, but I'm not really enjoying them, so I'm sort of putting them down after 80 pages. So I have two memoirs that I want to tell you about this afternoon, and they both, they're different, but they're both extraordinary reads. One of them is called, and how's this for a title, I'm Glad My Mom Died. And it's by an American actress called Jeanette McCurdy. She's not somebody that I recall, but she was apparently in, as a child actress, she was in some very, very popular series, television series, and has quite a high profile. And she has a really, really difficult mother. And you start hating the mother from almost page one. But at the same time, you never believe, or I never believed, that she's making up stuff about her mother. She's writing with a light touch, if you can write with a light touch about why you hate your mother and why you're glad she died. She manages that very, very difficult thing to do. In the prologue, her mother's in a coma, and she's trying to wake her mom out of this coma. And she says to her mom, Mom, I've reached the goal weight you set for me. I now weigh only 89 pounds. Because she's been so conditioned by one of the aspects of her mother's abuse, which is you cannot be fat, you have to be thin. And her mother's goal weight for her as a young adult was 89 pounds, 40 kilograms. And she reaches it, and she tells her mom in a coma, I did it, Mom. She's so indoctrinated by her mom that she thinks her mother would be excited to hear it in her, you know, in her coma. Her mom forced McCurdy into acting. She'd have an emotional breakdown if her daughter showed interest in other hobbies. She emotionally abused the father. She showered her daughter until her daughter was 16 years old so she could check that her body was remaining perfect. She was dying from cancer in hospital. Her daughter arrives to visit her. She smells a burger on her breath, and she berates her with her last living breaths. I mean, she was a nightmare. And yet Jeanette McCurdy has come out of this, and she's reached an adulthood when she is dealing with this terrible trauma. And it also goes into the issue of how really difficult it is, what an abusive, almost by design, how abusive the system of child actors in the States is. How the Olsen twins, how Ricky Schroeder, how any number of 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds who get instantly famous, just how abusive that fame almost inevitably becomes. So it's a deep and disturbing subject, but somehow it's handled with lightness, and I cheered her on every page. It's called I'm Glad My Mom Died, and it's by Jeanette McCurdy. And the other memoir is a follow-up memoir by an Australian writer called Jane Tuttle. Her first memoir, to which this is a follow-up, was I'll find it. But when she's in Paris, and this is something that she starts and ends the first book with, and it's something which features to a greater extent in the second book, which is called My Sweet Guillotine. She is in a building, and she leans over a banister to call out to a friend's child. The child is coming up the stairs. And she forgets for a moment about those very strange French elevators, which were installed after the war in 19th century buildings that were never designed to have these elevators. So she leant out, and the elevator's coming down, and her head was crushed between the banister and the lift. She managed to jerk it free, and then she fell down the stairs. She was really, really badly injured. And she recovers. She goes back to Australia, recovers physically. And then she goes back to Paris to see whether she still loves Paris as much as she did in the time that she first went there. Her first book was called Paris or Die. And she had a one-woman show based on Paris or Die, which traveled the world for a couple of years. So she comes back to try and understand her accident, to rationalize it, to fit it into a narrative. But how does what is a freak accident, how does it fit a freak accident and a miraculous survival, how does it fit into a narrative? She's desperate to get on with her life. She's desperate to prove to herself that she can keep moving forwards with her life. And also, she wants to prove to Paris that her love for Paris hasn't waned, hasn't dwindled, hasn't been crushed by her head being crushed in this freak accident. And if you visited Paris, you almost certainly love Paris. And this book will remind you of why you love Paris and how odd so much about Paris is if you stop to think about it. And again, it's just such beautiful writing and such interesting self-examination, and nothing self-absorbed about the self-examination. Irresistible, enchanting, gripping. My Sweet Guillotine by Jane Tuttle.